It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes. Offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is the Beckler and Shauna podcast. How was your weekend, Shauna?
It was really good. I caught up with some friends who I've been meaning to catch up with in a long... I was actually in town this weekend.
Well, your band had a show on Saturday, right?
We did, yeah. So that was great. Our show was actually really fun. Met a few listeners there, actually, as well. Actually, I want to give a shout-out to
Please do.
First off, Wyatt, who gave a shout-out earlier on the air as well, because he listens early morning, which is great. Also, Tyler, if I give a shout-out to him, and Piotr. He told me that that's how he says his name. He's very specific. Piotr. P-I-O-T-R. Piotr.
Is it Peter in a different language?
It's Peter, yeah.
What language?
So wanted to say, and Kara as well.
And
lots
Kara.
Of shout-outs to... I don't know what Piotr would be, but anyway, lots of awesome people that I got the chance to meet over the weekend, so that was great.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball season started for Bo,
yeah.
So he had his first baseball practice. So we'll be spending a lot of time at the Ball Diamond over the next few months.
I want to come to a couple games, so yeah.
I think he's playing in a higher division this year, and I think it's going to be some decent baseball. It seemed like most of the kids on his team have the fundamentals down, so
that's cool.
Should
that's
be fun,
exciting.
Hopefully, we get some good weather. It's just been windier than shit here.
Yeah, it's
windier than.
Feels like we live in Lethbridge.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So hopefully the wind dies down. It's supposed to be nice this week, but I'm ready for spring, planning all of our camp. We got together with some friends this weekend, and we're kind of looking at weekends. Summer fills up so fast, right?
Oh, I know.
So you got to be like, all right, we got these weekends available. We could go camping here, here, and here.
Yep.
So that's kind of what we're getting excited for now. Other than that, we'll get into the show here. We've got an etymology, something guys seem to like less than girls, Terry the Month nominee. A strange email I got over the weekend about a big controversial thing that's happening in the city right now. Taylor Swift's new album came out. Ooh.
Ooh.
We did talk about that. I got a white girl saying some water conservation tips as we are potentially staring down some water restrictions this spring in this part of the province. A company that has declared bankruptcy. That and more after you're out of context clip.
Okay, this weekend is going to be the physical shit.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
All right, I apologize for my language here, but actually, this wind.
Holy man, it's been something.
I am so... It's ruined, like, what, the last 4 or 5 days that would have been nice spring days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
Wind up to 60. You can't even do anything. It's off. It's a mess.
I went biking in it. Okay?
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to go anyway. And it was insane. There was a time where I was biking as hard as I could. And I think I was going backwards. I was like, this isn't good.
And a Bowhead baseball yesterday. And it's so, you're eating dust out there. Like just 2 hours of just sucking dust and like all wind burnt from it after. And like,
I was like, what are we living in, Lethbridge?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Awful.
Reminded me of that famous clip where this guy in Saskatchewan, I think he called CBC radio there, and he was upset that the host kept saying it was going to be nice because he didn't think it was going to be due to the wind.
Sheila, please, please, please don't tell us how nice it's going to be this weekend because it's going to go up to -1, okay? Please, because it's not going to be nice because the frickin' wind is just going to howl. Okay, every time it warms up, the hot air rises and the wind just howls. So it ain't going to be nice. And being a person that lives rurally, I tell you that when it's 30 below, okay, Celsius, you can take your mitts off for half an hour and do things outside, okay, when there's no wind blowing at 30 below. But when it is 0 or -5 even, okay, you take your mitts off and your hands freeze instantly. So I can tell you, okay, this weekend is going to be the physical shit, okay, because the wind's going to be howling and then it's going to be only -1, so then it's going to melt and have a bunch of hogs flop. So knock off how nice it's going to be, please, okay? It's just sickening, okay? This province is the asshole of the world and it'll suck the life out of you, okay? It'll suck the will to live out of you, okay? Because it's just a piece of crap with wind howling every day. And you're not hiking or biking or skiing or you're not doing anything. Okay? It's the a-hole of the world. And we pay to live here. We pay to live here. Super high taxes. So, please, knock off the nice, okay? I get the funny feeling that you guys are just saying that so that people won't just end it, okay? Because then, of course, they wouldn't be able to pay their taxes to these lechers, right? You know, people go hang themselves in their goddamn closet, okay? Because this f***ing place is a piece of shit, okay? So please, please, please knock off the how nice it's going to be, because it ain't, because the wind's going to be howling, okay? Thank you. Bye.
Beckler, is that you? Is that you?
I feel the same way that he is about the wind, okay? He keeps saying, okay?
Okay?
That Donald Trump has.
We pay to be here, okay?
We pay to be here. Okay?
Yay, hold the world.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
So Red Lobster is eyeing up bankruptcy. I don't know if you saw this.
I did. I didn't read the story. I saw the headline.
After their endless shrimp promotion nearly tanked them. So they reported $11 million in losses last year after making Endless Shrimp a permanent menu fixture.
Ooh.
They attracted too many people. People ate too many shrimp. Too much Endless Shrimp.
Man, with these things, I always figure like the company would have had to do
You'd think so.
An assessment, had to do a study and say, okay, like we're going to come out ahead on this, right? But like, apparently they miscalculated?
Somehow. I mean, they've been around for a long time and they've had this Endless Shrimp promote. You'd think that they would know prior to doing this. And also, like, how bad does it have to get before you go, maybe we should stop the Endless Shrimp promotion? Like, after the first million of losses, maybe it's like, hey, guys, maybe we should halt this.
They're a company of their word. They promised Endless Shrimp.
Just letting you.
And they're going to do it.
Holy.
If it kills them.
I'm really sad about this, though. Like, I don't want them to go under. I love Red Lobster. I love their Endless Shrimp. I love shrimp. I am obsessed with shrimp. I don't know if you know this about me. But
I did know that about you. Yeah, that's your go-to, isn't it?
It is. I have a pretty big claim to fame on the number of shrimp I can dummy in one go. Okay, like that is something that I won't stop. Like when I was a kid, I had training because my parents would go away for the weekend. They'd always ask my sister and I, what do you want? And I'd say 10 shrimp rings. And I would just eat shrimp, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was easy for them. They're like, here you go.
Most parents like, we'll leave some money on the counter for pizza.
Yeah.
You're like, I just want
shrimp. I'm going to sit there and have a shrimp. I eat like a full one at least. I could easily have done two, but you have to ration as well. I didn't have enough money to go buy more shrimp rings. So.
Just no woman. Just a remorseless eating machine.
I'm the crustacean queen, okay? I should self-proclaimed Calgary's crustacean. I'm a shrimp pimp, okay? That's what I am.
You go ahead and
take
that
popper.
Title.
Thank you.
The shrimple popper?
That's such disgusting.
Well,
you do. You take off the tail and pop in your mouth a shrimple popper.
This is X Mornings with Beckler and Big Shrimp and Shauna Jefferson.
Shrimpo.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
There's been a lot of talk so far this spring about whether or not we'll have water restrictions.
Yeah.
In this part of the province due to the lack of precipitation over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, the province announced that nearly 40 major water users, as they call them, and that includes municipalities and industry users, have agreed to reduce their water usage by 5 to 10%.
Okay.
And the city of Calgary said that shouldn't be a problem for us. And they have issued a water reduction advisory. So it's not mandatory at this point, from what I understand.
Okay.
Just like they're starting to look at ways that they could conserve water. And I guess encouraging us to do it as well on an individual level.
Makes sense.
And I was thinking 5 to 10% isn't really that much.
No.
I mean, we could probably all do to reduce our usage of water by 5 to 10%. How would you start, Shauna?
Well, I hand wash a lot of dishes.
Oh, okay.
Rather than put it in the dishwasher, mm-hmm. just because when I go, like, it's just me. So I tend to do that, which is actually using way more water than if you just wait and put it all in the dishwasher. So I should probably do that.
It's true. And it's kind of counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
You think, oh, I'll just wash this by hand. But dishwashers are so efficient.
I know.
They can, like, clean a whole load with very little water.
In my building, it's, like, all high efficiency. Everything, because it's that type of building. It's one of those lead buildings, so that's what they pride themselves on. So I should be doing that.
But I get what you're saying. If you're just by yourself, it could take like a week to fill up the dishwasher,
yeah.
right? So,
and it's just always, it's kind of, I don't know, therapeutic for me to do that. So I could stop doing that for sure. Also take faster showers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you shaved 30 seconds off a shower, you're probably there already, right?
Yeah, yeah. What about you?
Well, I noticed this. We had a water main break over the winter,
yeah.
and I had to like fill the toilets with a bucket every time we wanted to use a toilet. And there are four in our house. Only one of them is like has the low flush option.
Right.
And you really see how much water a toilet uses when you have to fill it up with a pail every time. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So I guess, like in our house, if everybody just used the low flush toilet, that would probably take us to 5 to 10% right there.
I was going
to
say, let's go with cabin rules. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
If
you
it's
know?
Brown,
flush it down.
Flush it down.
It's all that always weirds me out a bit, but that certainly would save you some water if you did that.
And if you didn't want to do that, as a family, we could just coordinate pisses, right?
Yeah, you could.
Just line up your pisses and flush once.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, anybody got a piss? I'm going for a piss.
I mean, you could do the same the poops, too, if you really wanted.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I have a beautiful white girl saying for you, Beckler.
Okay.
Kind of another genre of white girl sayings. The white girl recipe sayings. Have you seen those?
I don't know. If it's what I think it is, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, so this one's the recipe for love.
Okay.
Okay, so this is it, all right?
Is it like two, I don't know, is it like 2 teaspoons of good times?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, come on.
Yeah, okay, here it is. One dash of hope. Good start. One cup of affection, 2 cups of understanding, and then 3 tablespoons of forgiveness. Only 3 tablespoons of forgiveness. Okay. So you need a little less of that and a little more of the affection and extra understanding.
But only a dash of hope.
Only a dash of hope. You only need one little dash to be hopeful. So
dash of hope. Good, bad name
strong.
Or bad name?
Ooh. Oh, I like it.
Do you?
Actually, yep. I'm okay with that one. And then, hold on. It goes on.
Yeah.
Okay? Take affection and mix thoroughly with understanding before stirring in hope and thoughtfulness. Blend together with forgiveness. Bake with hugs and kisses. And serve daily in generous portions.
Oh, man.
This is a lot. That's a lot on a sign that's up in here.
And that's a recipe for...
That one is a recipe for love.
For love. Okay.
For love, yeah. So you put that up in your kitchen. I'm like, how many people read that? You know, go, oh, I need to note this. Hold on. How many cups of each is it again?
You could throw something ridiculous in the middle, like Eye of Newt.
That would be
really
fantastic.
No one would catch it
because
no one's reading it, right?
No one's reading it. Your eyes will glaze over when you see recipe for love and the rest could say absolutely anything.
3 tablespoons of forgiveness.
Yeah.
1 cup of understanding.
Drop a swear word in there.
Yeah. Two cups cream of tartar and then just on with the rest of the recipe. No one would know.
Mix in with farts and there you go.
No one would know.
Recipe of love.
Wow. That sounds like a delicious dish, Sonic.
Remember to serve generously, okay? Bake with hugs and kisses.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Rock and roll saxophone makes a brief appearance at the end of that one.
Sure does. Love the rock and roll saxophone.
That's Bleachers, their follow-up to Modern Girl, the next single. This is called Tiny Moves. Modern Girl featured the rock and roll saxophone heavily.
I like that Bleachers has the rock and roll saxophone in most of their songs because that's great.
You and I really dug Modern Girl.
Oh, that was a great song.
I don't know how I'm feeling with this one yet.
This
might
one
have to
not
hear it.
As much yet, but let's let it grow.
So
is it a grower, not a shower? Maybe.
Jack Antonoff from Bleachers also produced Taylor Swift's new album, her last few albums. Actually, my wife McKenna was listening to Taylor Swift's new record over the weekend,
right,
as I think
everyone was.
Many white girls were.
Yep.
That album has 31 songs.
Holy crap.
Which is insane.
That's a lot of songs.
And based on what I've heard, it did not need to have 31 songs. I think 10 or 12 would have sufficed. And McKenna was disappointed that none of them are real, like, heaters. None of them are real bangers.
Well, that's what happens when you put 31 out. You're watering it down, man.
Even just, like, the sound of it. McKenna said it's been... She's a Taylor Swift fan more than I am, but she said it's been quite a few years since Taylor released, like, a real banger. And I said, well, that's because she's in her sad girl era now, right? She's in her tortured poet era.
Although with some artists, that's what you need to be in, is your tortured poet era to produce good songs. Like Adele, right? Like,
that's right.
Adele will only bring out songs when she's really sad and broken up with.
That is also the name of Taylor's album, The Tortured Poets something or other.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a little on the nose, in my opinion. But
okay. So
McKenna clearly just doesn't appreciate Taylor's distinct eras.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like the rest of us do, right?
She does have a lot of eras.
She's in her sad girl era right now. She's also up to the curse words once again on this record.
Oh, good.
So she's in her swearing era too, her bad girl era.
Oh, good.
She's bad.
So bad.
But then I got thinking, have you had eras, Shauna, like Taylor Swift has? If you had eras in your life, I know you said you were like a skate park rat when you were younger, right?
Yeah, I did have that era.
Skate Betty.
Yeah.
Where you were hanging around the skate parks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
was a skate girl, skate Betty.
Wearing arm socks?
Yeah, I would divide those into two different ones, though.
Like, oh, yeah, interesting.
The arm socks are more of the weird girl area that I was in. Like, that was weird. Like, mod robes. And I actually had a mushroom cut around the same time. Yeah. I was like, that was an accident. But I just turned, I was weird girl at that point.
I didn't know you had a weird girl era.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking back, that was definitely, it was all kind of accidental because it was the Avril Lavigne trying to be her, couldn't dial it in. You know, just the dial was a little wild.
I think she's going for an Avril Lavigne kind of thing, but
she's weird.
She's
just weird, man. I wish somebody had come up to me and been like, it's not working, man. Maybe hone it in a bit.
That would have destroyed you at that age, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
How old were you during your weird girl era?
What grade would that have been?
Was it before your skate girl era?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Skate girl is when I honed it in a little better, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it was before that. Like grade 8, grade 7, something like that, probably.
What era are you in now?
That's a good question, Beckler.
I had my sports era,
right,
where I was just so focused on sports when I was younger.
Yeah.
And then when I was in high school, I was determined to be a professional musician.
Oh,
so
right.
That was my drummer era.
Right.
I had like a Bon Jovi haircut and stuff. It was bad. It was maybe as bad as the mushroom cut you're describing.
Yeah. Okay. So we both went through, you were a weird boy too. It was a weird boy era.
And now I'd say I'm just in my dad era.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
I'm comfortably in my dad era.
I'm in my grandma era, I suppose.
Ah,
is that
okay.
What I mean? Yeah.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Okay. This is really sad, but this headline just popped up. Aggressive sheep kills New Zealand couple.
An aggressive sheep.
Beck, I've got to be honest with you. Of all the things that I never thought I'd have to be concerned about, sheep would be up there. Okay? Like, when I heard this, I was like, I never thought in a million years that I'd have to be concerned about a sheep being too aggressive and killing me.
How big do sheep get?
Oh, man.
Not all
well, clearly,
sheep weigh 200
fairly
pounds.
Okay, yeah.
Stand between 2 and 4 feet tall. Killed both of them?
It killed two. It killed two.
Two adults,
I don't
eh?
Even know. Honestly, like, what a way to go.
Yeah, death by sheep?
Yeah.
Does it kick you?
I don't know.
Does it butt you with its head? How did it do it?
Some of them do have the horns, right? Like, so maybe it head butted them with its horns. When you think of Baa Black Sheep growing up as a child, you never assume that that sheep is going to be something that you need to be concerned about, okay?
I guess, like, any wild animal, they're not wild, they're domesticated. Any animal, you should be cautious around, right?
I guess so. Just,
but you're right, sheep is not.
Like, we've talked about how it would really suck to die in your soup. And that be the way that you went. Aggressive
like,
sheep would be really tough as well. You know, like
that would be a bad way to go.
Died by sheep. Like, yeah. Oh my Lord. I guess they went out to feed the nice little sheepy and, it wasn't nice. Apparently another person also suffered a minor sheep injury in the incident. This is horrifying.
What did they do with the sheep?
They killed it.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is what happens when anything, you know, is that aggressive. Again, those sheep. Man, like it's...
Yeah, I've never heard of a sheep-related death before.
Lamb chops, honestly.
You know, that's one of those deaths where it's like, if it were me, I would want you to be sad. But I'd also think, I'd also be okay if you were like, well, he would find this pretty funny. You know, like...
Yeah.
It's one of those where you're like, yeah, we're sad he's gone, but Beckler would find this funny.
Totally. Same with me, right? Like,
yeah.
You either have to make it real big or just leave that part out of it. You know, when they say he died, just one of those where, how did he die? It doesn't say.
And everyone's like, oh, was he sick?
Yeah,
was
but probably.
Was there an accident?
Just let people.
It was a sheep.
Make their own rather than. Again, I know it's honestly awful. It really is. But just that, I would. Yeah, you're right. You've got to. If it was my time to go, I hope you would make fun of me if I died.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
So apparently it was more of a ram.
Well, it was a sheep, but it had horns, which is what I said. I was like, is it because of the horns? But I mean, I was saying, I think even if it wasn't a ram, you should just call it a ram because it sounds a little more.
Yeah.
Than sheep.
The articles are doing this couple dirty because, I mean, a ram, rams could be over 300 pounds. Like you said, they can deliver quite a bit of force with their horns.
Yeah.
When you say a sheep, it makes it sound like a very...
It sounds like a lamb.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a nice, fuzzy, cute little sheep. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Baa Black Sheep. That's what I'm envisioning, which are very fluffy and lovely, and that whole, you know, story is delightful, so...
Worse than getting killed by a ram would be getting killed by a ram and then having the news tell everybody you got killed by a docile little sheep.
I know.
They're
but again,
dirty.
It is because technically it was a sheep. It's just maybe we should lie. Maybe we should just, you know, just it's close enough. It's a big sheep, looks like a ram. Let's say ram, okay?
Yeah, if I ever get killed by like a bear or like a real badass animal, then play that up.
Yep.
If I get killed by something.
If I get killed by a freaking beaver, don't.
No, don't. Don't tell people that.
Let's not. Yeah.
How am I drowned?
Wow. That's. Mm-hmm.
The Backline Shot podcast is brought to you by Shane Holmes. Shane Wenzel on Instagram was talking about movies recently. We watch a ton of movies at home, and we got a nice big TV. We don't have a big sound system.
No.
Which would be good. But if you had that sort of setup in a Shane Holmes paired home, mm-hmm. you could watch those movies cranked up. You could have a subwoofer. You could have all the bass.
Yeah, really.
Without disturbing your neighbors. And then I was thinking about the theater room potentials in Shane Holmes' home with their affordable customization. I had a friend growing up who had like a theater room, and we'd always go to her house to watch movies. It was awesome. It was so cool.
I didn't know anybody with a theater room growing up, but I see them in so many ads, like so many people have them now. A friend now does. I've never been to his house though, but he's got a sweet theater room.
Yeah, and like we were talking about how we don't go to that many movies.
No.
We do watch a ton of movies and TV at home though, so.
Yeah.
I bet Shane Holmes could deck you out a sick theater room.
Oh yeah.
That would be cool.
Yes, I'd be in for it.
Learn more about Shane Holmes and all of their affordable customization options at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
So the public hearing for the proposed citywide blanket rezoning begins today.
Yes.
And we've been talking about it in the news over the past week or so, how it's supposed to be the largest public hearing in the city's history. I think they have 650 speakers lined up.
Yeah, they had over, 5,500 written...
submissions,
whatever. Yeah,
man. And I'm interested in this story, but whoever has to sit there and listen to the whole thing.
Oh yeah. That's a long week. It's a long,
that is a really
few days.
Long week.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone I think has their opinions on this proposal, and some people are strongly for it and strongly against it. And we've discussed our own opinions on past shows, but I got an interesting email this weekend, and it was from an activist group that supports the rezoning plan. And the purpose of this email was to encourage content creators to like lend their voice to the cause, to make content supporting the blanket rezoning proposal.
Hmm.
And there was no money offered or anything in the email, but they did offer to like help with messaging, help with content creation, provide B-roll to any content creators who need it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't respond because I didn't plan to make a video about this or anything, but I just thought that was, I'd never seen that before.
I've seen that either.
Never been contacted to like speak out on behalf of, and it wasn't specifically to me. At least I don't think I have the email here. It was just kind of like a boilerplate email that I'm sure they sent to anybody in media, anybody on social media who has a following.
Well, interesting, because I was just reading an article about how politicians are now using influencers to get their messages across as well.
Mm.
So, that's just going to become, I think, part of the part and parcel of what we're going to be dealing with when it comes to ads and that kind of thing. Right?
Yeah, I think you're right. And like I said, there was no money offered. So I guess like it's all above board.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Even if there was money offered, it would probably still be above board. But it just, I don't know.
Interesting.
It still felt like. Like a little bit backdoor?
Yeah. Although, again, when it comes to paying for ads,
mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it now, is right? You want to reach a certain demographic and audience. Well, the best way to do that is through influencers. So they're trying to go that way as well. And as you said, this one's not paid, but I think there's going to be a lot of ads that are paid for.
Yeah,
With influencers to get the message across. It's just another way of advertising your cause, right? So
yeah. And I wouldn't be shocked to learn that, you know, developers are putting some money into messaging for this. And
So
I guess maybe this group is just like reaching out, looking for
passionate people who are like, you want to do it, we can help.
For allies, for sympathetic voices. And they can be like, all right, well, if you really care about this, why not put together some content and we can help you with
intriguing
it. And keep
concept.
All the messaging on point and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like you said, I'm going to be watching for this now that I know that it's happening. Right.
Yep.
And you know, even in the videos that come down my feed influencers and stuff and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, are we seeing some of the same points being made? Are we seeing any of the same footage being used? Like, is this a coordinated effort?
Intriguing.
Yeah.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
A friend sent me a Terry of the Month nominee, and it's a good one. So he sent me this message, and it said, We just got back from Mexico. The first guy we met was a 6'3", 350-pound dude from Red Deer named Terry.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Good start.
Says works the rigs, yeah. Loves talking about working the rigs, yeah. And loves a dart or two. I was like, oh, yeah.
Terry loves Mexico, too, so.
That's what I was going to say, because, of course, it's quick to get to. You don't have to go too long on a plane without smoking some darts.
Yep.
Not to mention the crappy buffet food, but it doesn't matter because he just needs some
unlimited drinks
to drive the Bud Light into an unlimited. Yeah, that's
It's one of the only places Terry travels.
Yes. There's a reason that there's so many of those wandering people who sell the blankets and stuff that it's only Saskatchewan Rough Rider stuff.
Because they know.
They know.
They know Terry's going to come down
Terry's
there for
there.
A week, get a sunburn.
Yes. Yeah. And he wants a souvenir. So whatever it might be, if it has the riders on it, Terry's going to buy it. Yeah. So there you go. But then he says this. He says, plot twist. He's a big naturopath goer now because he needs to start, quote, listening to his body.
There's a twist.
That is a huge twist.
There's a twist.
So Terry is now going into the naturopath side of things as well. So there you go.
You know what, though? I can see this happening. I have met a few Terrys like this, especially if, like, Terry's second wife has maybe a bit of a hippie streak.
Right, yep.
You know, where he's, Glenda's got me doing these breathing exercises and stuff. Yeah. I think it's really helping, you know, that
kind
of stuff.
Totally, so. Yeah. Well, it's just kind of, we're a little more health conscious as a society now. So Terry is getting the odd person going, look, Terry, maybe lay off the darts a little bit. Maybe start moving your body a little more.
Some of that is going to bleed through to Terry.
A little bit.
And it takes a little while.
It does.
Terry's a few years behind, but he'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah. But he'll just as, yeah, as things are changing, you know, society is morphing. Terry too is. So there you go.
He's going to drive 10, 12 beer into him a day.
Yeah.
He's going to smoke several packs of darts on that vacation.
Absolutely.
In Mexico,
yeah.
But he's going to stretch.
Yeah,
he's going to stretch in the morning before he does it all.
Well,
so.
Then he gets back from Mexico and he's going to go to the naturopath and be like, can you just undo everything I just did?
Okay? No, it doesn't work like that, Terry.
Yeah, well, that's what he thinks.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Last week we posted this Get to Know You video. We've posted a few of these and we just random parts of our life. It's just kind of a thing that Beckler and I have done.
Pick a topic and
we do.
Share something.
And you can check those out on our social media platforms if you feel like it. But one of them, the most recent one, we were talking about our quirks with food.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you have this aversion to vegetables.
Yeah, more than just vegetables. But yeah, vegetables are a big one.
Yeah. And you think it's kind of a psychological thing. Like it goes deeper. You simply cannot eat a vegetable. If you do, then it actually makes you vomit sometimes. Like,
yeah, I think it's an undiagnosed eating disorder, really. But and there was some people shared some comments and there's something called ARFID, I think. I forget what ARFID stands for, but it's like avoidant restrictive food intake. Something.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
So after you posted this video, though, what I noted is that there were several other grown men who piped up about how they, too, don't eat vegetables. And not to the same extent, obviously, but they were all like, oh, yeah, no, I don't eat vegetables. Oh, yeah, I hate vegetables. Like, I don't eat them either. And it was only guys who were posting that. And it got me thinking. It was like, is there some sort of thing when it comes to gender that makes it where guys struggle and have more difficulty eating vegetables than girls? Because I've never heard of a woman who doesn't eat vegetables, but I have three friends who I know, who I'm very close with, who do not eat vegetables, and they are mid-30s, you know? And I don't know any women that have that same issue.
Never really thought of food as gendered.
No, me neither.
This ARFID, I think, is more common with women, but it's kind of an extreme outlier, right? So
right.
You're talking about more generally, just more people who choose not to eat vegetables.
Yes.
Or
yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I was like, is there something culturally that, although when you think about it, I suppose maybe like there, I mean, look at all the TV shows and everything where the girls are going out for the salad, right?
And guys are meat and potatoes.
And guys are going to eat the meat. So is it just that? Whereas guys don't feel the pressure and girls are like, oh, well, I've got to eat the vegetables. I have to
perhaps
put that.
Vegetables are girly?
Yeah. Is that it? That guys look at it and they go, yeah, this is not manly enough for me. Perhaps that's what it is. I just found it bizarre and was like, I wonder if there's any studies on that. Because, yeah, it is. It seems like a kind of a gendered thing. Again, as you mentioned, never thought of food that way before.
You and I have talked about things that some people view as gendered that shouldn't be.
Food should be one.
For example.
Yeah, 100%.
Food is a good one, too, right? There's no guy foods and girl foods.
No.
There's just food.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast. Etymology with Shauna.
I have a request for you, Shauna.
Yes, please.
I heard a friend refer to themselves as a washed-up radio host the other day.
Hmm.
Where does the term washed-up come from?
So I looked into this a little bit. In the 1750s, there's evidence for washed up, just meaning like cleaning the dishes, that type of thing after a meal. Very simple, right? And then it kind of expanded from there to just cleaning up just about anything in the house. You'd say like, oh, you're washing up if you're just cleaning. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the reference there. And then it was in the 1790s that it kind of, the expression washed out became used. And that referred to clothing, for example, that had been washed so many times that the color had faded. So it's washed out.
Okay.
And then by the early 20th century, both of those kind of took on these figurative meanings, and that's when it transferred into how we know it now. So washed out and washed up kind of almost became synonymous with each other,
yeah.
And then we used it to mean what we kind of do now to this day, and it's just slowly morphed on from there.
Okay. My guess was going to be because, like, you, when you're finished with a job, you wash up and you're done. You're done with that job.
Yeah, so. And that was part of it as well. Yeah, it just kind of morphed into that. That was part at some point, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah, it just kind of took on from there.
So it references clothes.
Yeah, it references clothes.
References faded clothes.
Yes. And, well, cleaning up the dishes originally, but mm-hmm. then clothes, yeah, on from there. Also, I've got a quick one for you.
Sure.
I heard somebody was asking about this origin story of the word shot. As in a drink, the shot.
Yeah, to take a shot.
It sounded like folk etymology for me, and I like to call on these two because a lot of those great folk etymologies are they circle online.
And they're not true.
And they're not true. Like a lot of TikTok people who say they like to do etymology, they'll just come up with these fake ones, and they're not right. So this one, the theory was that the word shot originated in saloons where a bullet would be traded for a shot of alcohol by the locals.
And I was like, is that true?
That is not true. No. So that one is not at all the case. In fact, a bullet, it would take 10 bullets to have one shot.
Okay.
That's how much in terms of the reference of how expensive the bullets were. So no, that was not it. There are a couple theories. It's actually kind of unclear. But one theory is that the word shot was named after Frederick Otto Schott, who is a glassmaker. And he made a lot of the first shot glasses for America.
Oh.
His last name was Schott, mm-hmm. so they thought maybe it was from that. At one point, a shot also meant a charge to be paid at the bar. So if you were splitting a bill or something, it was your shot. That was your part of the bill. They used shot to mean that.
Okay. Kind of like how I think in Australia, they say it's your call.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
And when they it's your turn to buy around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe it morphed in from that, but it's kind of unclear. This one kind of, it could be a combination of all of them.
Lots of places call them shooters too, instead of shots specifically, right?
Yeah, they do. I don't know why that is either. Maybe that's the next.
Were you getting into the shots when this came up, Shauna?
I was not actually. Oh. No, I'm not a big shot person. No,
you pay the price for shots, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I become one-eyed Shauna. Yeah.
Etymology with Shauna.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.